I tell you what, we are, other than the fact being full as a bunch of ticks up here, we have some real good friends who come to this festival every year, and they fix way too much food, and they hold a gun on us and make us eat way too much of it.
If everything sounds like a crab cake, you know why.
Oh, man, they had some crab soup up there. I guarantee you, if you'd have put a drop of it right there on your forehead, your tongue, it would beat your brains out trying to get to it. That's some of the best stuff.
It's painful. Painful.
I'm telling you, man, it was good.
I've always heard it was so good to make you slap your granny, but...
Well, just maybe draw back.
Yeah, just make you draw back on her, yeah.
Lord have mercy. Back in 2008, we were fortunate. Oh, anyhow, those folks, at least a couple of them are Al and Heidi File, and I know they're here somewhere. And the rest of you know who you are. I'll end up leaving somebody's name out if I try to name all of them. But back in 2008, we were fortunate enough to be awarded Song of the Year for this next song by the IBMA. It's a train song. You can write train songs. Train songs are one of the things that will... most likely always be a hit in bluegrass music. Only a few things you can write about. You can write about trains, and you can write about home and mama and your truck and your dog and stuff like that. Or beating your husband or wife or boyfriend or girlfriend over the head with a club and throwing their lifeless body in the river. There's been many a song wrote about that, buddy. That's bluegrass right there, I'm telling you. We've wrote a few of them ourselves. And I didn't say we'd lived them. I just said we'd wrote about them. This song was written by our very own Tim Stafford, along with a young man named Steve Gully. Like I said, it's a train song and a doggone good one to boot. This one called Through the Window of a Train.